Well, I was drunk, too drunk, and a little homesick when I called from a house down in Athens. Your phone said you weren't there, I said, hey, and take care. Went to find another cheap beer. Then I turned out all right, I met a girl, she was nice, even offered to keep me the night. I passed and passed out in a crowded house, where at least I wouldn't think twice. When I came to the next day, so I didn't get late, but they're always disappointed anyway. And I thought if I'd wait, I'd come home and you'd say, Matt, I hope you never leave me. Well, in a few days, this girl that I knew called to meet for a drink at our bar. She wasn't quite you, but to tell you the truth, she too had once left a few scars. She said, you sound sick, I've been smoking a bit, pretended like I tried to quit. Now she talked, I could tell I hadn't been on her mind, but that's quite alright, she wasn't on mine. No, at least not most of the time. But she still looked 19, now in her late 20s. While she tried to recall the last time that we talked, I asked where he was, he gets up kinda early. I better get going, you know he gets sorta worried. So she waved me away without thinking a thing. Take some time off the road and come stay a few days. But you know I think it's better that way. Now it's time I got out of here. But maybe a change in scenery isn't all that some people need. Now you can't blame your home for a heart of stone, spoiled liver and lack of energy. So even if I take a chance, learn to dance or find romance in some unfamiliar place, I can't promise in some time from now you won't hear me complain about some southern state and how I can wait to get back to PA.